This is today's Wookiee Update with Red Thunder. Okay, so we will proceed with the fourth episode of Wookiee Update. As Ironholds explained in the last show, we've gone to a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday format. I could not get the show in yesterday because I was not in. So it will be a Saturday show this week. Now, we will be staging some debates, and we will have some interviews and other segments to come. So before turning it over to Ironholds, I will be giving you the Wikipedia news, and Ironholds' segment will be about the remaining two 2010 official Wikimania bids that he has not discussed yet. He presented the last four on the other show, and thank you to Ironholds for recording the show while I could not. So this is from Meta. Now, there is a new proposal that to put in the MediaWiki software called the Flood Flag. And the Flood Flag is a tool for administrators which would hide their edits from recent changes, so you could not see them in the recent changes feed. There is an advantage to this, as some administrators do make mass deletions of, say, image copyright violations after they've expired, or mass deletions of housekeeping, as just some examples. And people say that, or the page does say, the person who created the page says that it would be an advantage to recent change patrollers because it would actually be able to see the edits that they might have to revert instead of trusted edits from administrators. This would be located in the user preferences section and would be able to be turned on or off. This was controversial because there is possibly room for abuse. Now, if an administrator turns the recent changes function off, they wouldn't be seen in it. So, if, say, they block a user and it wouldn't be seen. If this block was completely wrong, it still wouldn't be seen, and it would take a lot longer to resolve the problem. And they do say administrators may abuse the tool. So that is going on at Meta right now. That would be added to every Wikipedia that would want it. And you can see it on the front page and the notification section. So look at that. That is a proposal. Another thing going on right now, there is a proposal to redesign the main page. You can find it at Wikipedia 2008 main page redesign proposal. The users who did start it commented that the main page was bland and unexcited, is outdated with links to historical pages, and it doesn't really cover everything that you really need, and Did You Know is not as prominent. So they opened it to users to create pages, and it looks like there's about 75 to 100 of them. I can't exactly say right now, and it's currently in the discussion phase. There's a lot of full redesigns to the page. There's some significantly different ones, and there's a lot of interesting ones, so it'd be definitely good to check this out and comment on these, because it has gone kind of slower now. And I'm just looking through some of these right now. And that is also going on. So again, Wikipedia 2008 main page redesign proposal. Okay, so I will now turn it over to Ironholds with his segment about the remaining two Wikimania 2010 bids, as well as what the future of this podcast right now. So here's Ironholds.
Hello, this is Ironhold, and I'll be doing a follow-up to the Wikimania 2010 bid reviews that I did in the last episode, as well as a quick mention of things we've got coming up in later shows and various changes we've made. A quick hello to Red Thunder, he's back from his trip and should be hosting the show regularly from now on. I hope that you enjoyed last week's show. Apologies that it was shorter than normal, but what I uploaded was actually meant to be broadcasted as part of an episode rather than the whole thing. As I explained in episode 3, 14 cities have so far announced that they'll be bidding to host Wikimania 2010, but only 6 have announced any kind of details for the page at MeterWiki. Last episode I reviewed the current bids from Melbourne, Rio de Janeiro, Amsterdam and Montpellier. Today I'll be looking at the bids from Oxford and Stockholm respectively. Oxford is, in my opinion, the strongest bid at the moment, although I have to admit to a bit of bias in that having Wikimania within driving distance is something I'm a big fan of. For those of you who don't know, Oxford is famous for being the home of Oxford University, which along with Cambridge University is the British equivalent of the Ivy League. The bid has a lot of things organised: travel information, accommodation, conference venues and even weather statistics for Oxford in the summer. They've got a team of about 16 people organising it, and have got to the point where they're dividing up into little groups to handle each section. Any European bid has the advantage that Wikimania hasn't been in Europe for 5 years. The foundation may therefore be more interested in hosting it in Europe in 2010 than they would have been in previous years. There are several weaknesses to the bid. Oxford doesn't have an international airport, although it does have excellent public transport links to London, which has one of the best international airports in the world. The UK is also seen as a relatively expensive venue, which could harm the bid's chances, and the British Wikimedia chapter is not particularly organised. Stockholm is the final bid, and an interesting one. Stockholm is the capital of Sweden, but rather than just being run by the Swedish Wikimedia chapter, the Nordic countries have grouped together to put in a stronger bid than they could individually. As a result, the bid is being run by volunteers from Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Iceland and Finland. It's an interesting idea and has several advantages. Sweden is part of the Schengen Agreement, which, as I discussed in the last episode, means that people from many countries don't need to apply for a visa and simply need to present a valid passport to gain entry for up to 30 days. The Nordic Wikipedia chapters are also very active and they've currently got 79 volunteers working on it, which is, I think, more than most of the other bids put together. Disadvantages to the bid are that Stockholm is relatively far away from a lot of countries. While German Wikipedians might find it easier to get there, for example, people from North America will find it a very long journey. That's it for the bid so far. As more pages go up or as different events happen, I'll try and post short updates to inform listeners. A quick reminder for those of you organising bids, bidding opens on the 20th of January, so if you want to get the early votes, you should probably have finished your bid material by then. General Wikipedia news now. Condolences to Mr. KIA11, whose request for admin failed on the 6th, with 51 support votes, 43 opposed votes and 9 neutral votes. Good luck to William H. and Nev1, both of whom are running for admin, and whose RFAs finish on the 8th and 9th respectively. Some quick information about Wiki Update. We've changed the format slightly, and Wiki Update will now update on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, so that we can provide a longer and better quality show, with material being recorded in the days in between. Remember, Wiki Update is not a dictatorship. Anyone who has ideas or wants to contribute can leave a message on the Wiki Update talk page or on Ren Thunder's talk page. Coming up in the next few shows, an interview to do with the Asian adminship debate, explanations on what a wiki philosophy is and the different philosophies that there are, and a debate on inclusionism versus deletionism. For now, I'm Ironholds, and this is Wiki Update.